Hello and welcome everyone to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. My name is Megan Moore.
And I'm Gloria Rogers.
And we are so happy that you're here with us. Welcome to the fourth week of the Washington State legislative process.
And how are you feeling this week, Megan?
Well, first, I'm so happy it's February.
Yes.
The dark, wet, busy month is over. Finally, January, the longest month of the year, is over. But I think that others who are also knee-deep in this work can agree with me. We are buried. The bills, the hearings, everything is just piling on. But we're getting through. We're getting through. I'm surviving.
Yes, we are.
Thriving.
And we're just about a month away from the Public Health Legislative Education Day.
Yeah, March 6th. So exciting.
Yes, registration is open and it's up on our website. I'm already connecting with legislators and setting up meetings for everyone who is signing up.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be so great. It's a day for public health professionals and students to talk about why public health is essential. We want all the new and veteran legislators to know that public health touches everything in their communities. I mean, public health is the reason why you feel safe going to a restaurant and know that you're not likely to get sick. It's the reason you can just turn on your tap and know that you won't get sick from drinking that water. We are there to support new babies, to make sure they're getting the best start possible, and to connect with teens to make sure that they are making good choices to set them up for success as adults. There are so many things that public health does in communities that people just don't even see. We don't have a fancy uniform like a police or fire, but we're part of the essential public services in communities, just like police and fire. Maybe, what do you think, we rebrand with fun uniforms?
Totally should.
Now I'm trying to picture how that would look.
Yeah. I'm really excited for Legislative Education Day. We will be at the Heritage Room, hosted at the Octopus Cafe on March 6th. Make sure that you register online before February 20th. A lot of groups go to the Capitol for these kinds of days, right?
Yes, they do. So if you are listening to this podcast and maybe public health isn't your thing, but something else is, I'm sure there is a Hill Day for that. So there's a Hill Day for the Washington Trails Association called Hiker Rally Day on March 18th. You can join the Children's Alliance for their Have a Heart for Kids Day on February 11th, just next week. Pretty much every organization has a Hill Day. So if you are interested in getting involved, then that is a good place for you to start.
That's really good to know. Okay, so can you give us a little update on what happened this week?
Well, this last week and the upcoming week, again, are all about the hearings, as our listeners know. The Washington State Public Health Association testified on several bills this last week about not expanding access to cannabis and alcohol in our state. We also testified on two bills about tobacco prevention on Friday. One would end the sale of flavored nicotine products in the state, House Bill 1203. We heard Representative Reeves last week on our podcast talking about that bill. The hearing went really well. The other bill that is actually an industry-sponsored bill does not have good intentions, and this is House Bill 1534. It would essentially greenlight products that the FDA currently says are illegal, and it would allow them to be sold in Washington. So there are ways to make this bill better with amendments. But we're seriously concerned right now about relying on the federal government for public health policy at this current moment. And that's what this bill would do. It would rely on the FDA for greenlighting certain products. Speaking of this administration, we also testified on a bill that would protect Washington's right to our vaccine authority in case something does happen at the federal level. That's House Bill 1531. That hearing was also Friday morning. It was really interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot happening that's really scary for health right now.
Yes. Data is being deleted. Resources are being taken down. Communication is being stopped. Whole communities are being deleted from existence in data. Like, there is so much going on that's very scary. These are publicly owned resources that the taxpayers have paid for with their own money. And they really improve communities, especially rural communities rely on this data because bigger communities tend to have their own data collection resources. So rural communities are going to get hit really hard here. This is not only going to exacerbate inequities in the rural communities, but also in specific groups like LGBTQ plus communities, tribal, and other communities. We are very concerned about what is happening. I know that this is kind of a dark place for this episode, but we just feel like we really needed to mention this. I recommend that if you are concerned, then you work in Washington State to protect the policies and the data that we do have. There's a lot going on at the state level to make sure that people who live or visit our state are protected.
Yes, we're a little off track, but I feel that this is very important that we talk about this.
Yes, and responding to public health emergencies like these from the federal government is one of WSPHA's 2025 policy priorities. So it really isn't too off track for this conversation. And also because we saw this in the vaccine hearing that I just talked about, 1531, that bill that was heard on Friday. There was a lot of remote testimony against the bill that felt like misinformation is widespread. Some of these talking points from this administration, the whole hearing was misinformation like this. In the 40-minute hearing on the bill, there was only about 10 minutes of testimony for those speaking in favor of the bill. The other 30 minutes was people speaking out against vaccines. And there were over 10,000 people who signed in opposed to this bill.
So it's not likely to pass?
Well, that's the crazy thing about these hearings is that even under all that opposition, this bill will likely still pass. Not only the committee, but it's going to pass the entire process. This is where the politics come into play. And it's where who you voted for really does matter. Voting matters here. Mm-hmm. The sponsor of the bill matters. The chair of the committee matters. The leadership in the legislature matters. The ratio of Democrats to Republicans matters. And this is a priority bill for the Democratic Party this year. And they have full support of Governor Ferguson's office. So it will get through the whole process, even if thousands of people sign in against it. And even if they hear a lot of public testimony against it. Those in healthcare and public health still need to show up to express that we support them prioritizing this bill. When we show up to something like this, it essentially says, thank you for doing this.
Well, it doesn't feel right that it can get through the whole process, even if many people are speaking out against it.
I know. But again, this is where the politics come into play.
Right.
This is why we vote. The voters sent a message to the government that they want a more progressive agenda, and the elected officials will use their political power to make that happen this time around.
Are we seeing that political strength play out in other bills?
Yeah. So we talked about the rent stabilization bill before on this podcast, House Bill 1389. This bill would cap rents from being raised more than 7% between leasing agreements. This policy is supported by 68% of the general population. And we all know that rents are out of control.
Yep.
It's becoming such a problem that seniors on fixed incomes and families are being pushed out into homelessness.
If we all see that it's a problem, why are people opposed to this bill?
Well, the main issue is that the opposition does not agree that this is the way to fix the housing crisis. Look, we need to build more apartments. We need more homes. We need condos. We just need more of all of it. There isn't enough supply to satisfy the demand. And for that, we need investors to be able to come into the state and build. The opposition to House Bill 1389 say that this bill will prevent investors from coming into the state. They claim the states where rent control has been established, that this is what's happened. Investment dropped. But rent control is different than rent stabilization. And I'm going to put some resources about this policy and those differences in the show notes for people that want some more information.
So this one's likely to pass, even though it has strong opposition.
Well, it's a little less certain than the vaccine bill, I'll say that. It is a priority for the House. I expect this one to pass the House and have a harder time in the Senate. It didn't pass the Senate last year, but it did pass the House last year. Again, if these policies are important to you, you need to show up. Talk to your senator. Submit written testimonies. Sign in on the bills during their hearings.
That's a good reminder. So are there any bills coming up this week that we're watching?
This week is a little less crazy than last week so far. Things can always change. The bill about expanding the free school meals program, House Bill 1404, had a hearing yesterday, Monday. You can still submit written testimony on that one up until 4 p.m. today, Tuesday. The bill that would expand Medicaid coverage for traditional health practices like tribal medicine is being heard today, February 4th at 1:30 p.m. We'll put the link in the show notes to sign in support of that bill because you still have time for that. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but it's really important. The list to sign in on bills for hearings closes 1 hour before the hearing. So that's really important to know. Yeah. We are watching two bills about creating a market for psychedelic substances, House Bill 1433 and Senate Bill 5201. We are signing in opposition to both of them. There's promising evidence that these substances have medical benefits, but there's just not enough evidence to make these substances available in their own recreational market open to the general public. And lastly, we're signing in support of Senate Bill 5557 for a hearing on Friday the 7th at 8 a.m., which would strengthen our laws around providing emergency treatment to pregnant people in emergency rooms. If you remember, these are protections that we are concerned about that might get taken away at the federal level.
And you said that was a light week.
I know. It feels lighter for some reason. Maybe because I just said it. I don't know. It sounds like a lot, but it feels lighter for some reason. I might just be getting numb to the pain.
And will you put all that information in the show notes?
Yeah, definitely. We'll put all that information in the show notes. We'll put the links so that you can take action on those bills if that's important to you in the show notes.
Well, I think it's time to wrap this up. But our listeners can catch us next Tuesday.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. We will see you next week.